Hey guys, welcome to Jux Podcast, and from now it's MP4, as all of you know. So this is our second video podcast.
Yeah, so I think we are going in a good direction, good track.
No, we are going in a good pace too, because second episode we have a guest.
And true.
So yes, you can introduce your guest, Ishwar.
Yeah, so this is Pawan. Actually, we need to have another a podcast episode just to make his introduction.
Yeah.
Because his achievements are so much. So just to brief you guys up, he is my friend from law school. He's in the neighboring class. And
new. What is this neighboring class?
I mean, the
next batch class.
Batchmate.
Okay.
So he has his own YouTube channel. I think you're running two channels on YouTube.
Yeah.
One, he's an interview consultant, and also he helps law students out with mini clips and basic tips as to how they can inculcate in their everyday life. And apart from that, he's also a motivational speaker. So please take it forward.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so grateful, because the mere fact of coming to a podcast, it's like me getting to know more about myself. So being an interview consultant, I have asked questions to many people, but this is the first time where people are asking me the questions.
The roles are reversed now.
So
we are the host now.
Yeah, you're the host. So it's like I have to reprogram my mind again and again. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, guys, for inviting. I'm so blessed to be part of this amazing podcast.
Blessed is a very big word here.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah.
We are very happy to have you over.
We'll be happy to have you over again and again. So that's our blessing.
Yeah.
You can tell that.
Let's build a beautiful community.
Now that you have your own community, we might also have profit interests. So that you come.
Okay, I get it now. Okay, fine.
So as we are moving on to video podcast, we have to even see the
profits.
Okay, yes. Fine.
All right. We were just joking. Okay, so the thing which he wanted to let our viewers know, or as to what all the people have in their mind, especially people of our ages, what habits or what paths they should inculcate in their everyday routine or everyday lives for them to have a successful formula for the future.
Or how would you criticize their right now habits?
Okay.
You know, some people have wrong habits. How would you like to change that
now,
and how would you like to make them know that they're having a very wrong routine in their life?
Okay. So Ishwar and Harsha, like from the past 3 years when I started this interview consultancy services, I've been interacted with many students over the period of time, again and again. So I see many countless students over the period of time, and because of this constant training and interaction, I come to know more about their personal life. Because being an interview consultant in one segment, we just don't ask the questions and leave. So when I'm speaking to a person, for example, if it could be a podcast also, you're coming to my world. Similar way, I got an opportunity to interact with many students. And I feel that the problems faced by the students at large, are basically, they have huge amount of toxicity in their mind.
Yes, yes.
Like, for example, they do not have sometimes enough courage. They have a lot amount of fears, insecurities, and they do not know how they can upscale their life. So based on my research over the period of time, and which basically I encourage students to do over the period of time, is about basic set of habits which they can practice on a regular basis. So what that could basically mean is like, so as soon as you wake up, so I just basically tell them for the student, try waking up early morning. So whenever you wake up early morning, your mind becomes a little more fresh, it becomes a little more relaxed and peace of mind. Okay, first thing. And as soon as you wake up, start reading something very positive. It could be any book. I'm reading now the book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Oh yeah.
It's a beautiful book. So any self-help book, you start reading. So what happens? As soon as you're waking up, you're giving food for your mind.
Okay.
So when you're giving food for your mind, your entire day becomes energized. Something about self-encouragement. Because this is nothing nowhere taught in any of the colleges or schools.
No.
Because they're more about theoretical stuff.
True.
Exactly. Now, the third important aspect is try to do some kind of exercise. Okay, so what happens? You're giving food for your entire body now. So it could be basic exercise, or it could be like jogging out, or just doing yoga. And for me, it's yoga. So similarly, whichever is comfortable for you, do that on a basis. And then it could be meditation.
Okay.
So meditation for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So what happens? You need to settle your mind. Once your mind is completely calm, relaxed, you'll be able to handle many of the problems in very much calm way, as well as, in a very sharp manner, how to think, how to analyze, how to self-introspect, you'll be able to develop. So once you're able to do these four things on a regular basis, you'll see a lot amount of change in your life.
Although I have one follow-up question. Let's say you especially travel from Electronic City to Christ, which is a very long distance for you on a daily basis. So how do you inculcate this in your morning routine, as well as your part of coming into college, rushing into college? So how does that fit in?
It's not like you can do yoga while you're traveling.
It's like for me, it's like I'm very used to it and I really like doing it. So for example, yoga and meditation is something which I cannot be apart from it, especially meditation, irrespective of yoga or what. Because morning, I try to wake up a little more early, something like 4 or 5.
Oh,
five.
Shit. Okay.
And then, 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's my routine. And then what happened? I practice this.
Ishwar wakes up at 6 to go to Kabban Park.
Okay, I'm just used to it. Because I used to travel for 2 hours long, so I have to wake up at that point.
Yeah.
And then some 4 or 5, I can finish up everything by 1 hour or 1 and a half an hour. And then travel pace, I give, like, I listen many of the podcasts or I watch most of self-help content.
That's how
I divide my pace. So depending on your pace, whoever is watching, so on your particular pace, if you're able to schedule it or align it in that right pace, then it's going to be fine.
Okay, so I think one major takeaway is that people have to start waking up early get that positive energy and also to come out and get into the sun and that fresh air, which I think
and science of itself proved out. If you observe any life history of any great people, it could be Sudhamurthy, Kiran Bedi, our Prime Minister, or any particular person's lifestyle, they're the early wakers. So when the entire world is bitterly silent, your thinking capability becomes very high.
Sure,
that's the reason, we ask students to, jot down your ideas over there. Your goal setting, you just start working on it. Or study, our thinking capacity expands a lot. So waking up morning, it's hyper, extremely very powerful. That's the reason in Sanskrit, we have this called as Brahma Muhurta. So that means like anything from the 3 to 6 which you do, it is 10 times more productive than the entire day life.
Okay. Brahma Muhurta.
Brahma Muhurta.
Okay.
And that's the reason if you observe many of these kriyas or pujas and all, we do it at the morning pace because it has hyper energy powers. Even for example, this tantric practice also,
right,
which is about one side of spiritual practice, they do it morning. It becomes very hyper productive. So that's the reason the entire, there's a different cosmic energy hyper in their environment. So that's the scientific reason. And I wish that if you observe any great books also, you'll find the same reason behind it.
And I would like to tell something. So waking up for many of them, it's highly impossible.
Okay.
So even if they start practicing it, they're gonna have troubles during the day.
Okay.
So would you like to tell them that scheduling is more important than?
So I will like to tell them three important tips. The first one, sleep at a very good pace. At least you must have 5 hours sleep. 5 to 6 hours maximum.
Yeah.
So sleep by around like 10 o'clock or something. Have a very good sleep. So then you will be able to wake up for the next day at the same time.
10 o'clock.
10:30
or 11. Day starts at 10 o'clock for me.
Yeah, that is what the current generation trend is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also part of this generation. But yeah. Okay, this is my pace of it. It's a very subjective concept.
It's
your perspective. So by 10:30 or something, I tell always for my students to the same pace. So sometimes I keep my sessions early morning. So at least because of that particular reason, they'll be waking up.
Okay.
And I've seen many of my students answering very much better waking up early morning. Why? Because the pace of thinking becomes very calmer enough. So one thing, as I said, I have a very good sleeping routine. One, and make sure that on the very first day, so you don't keep a very ambitious target like 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Just start with 6 o'clock.
It's a gradual process.
And then gradual
the baby
process.
Steps.
And
yeah.
Over the period of time, increase it for the 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Increase it for the 15 minutes and see the impact. Try it out for 14 days and see if it's...
Okay, so is there anything which students have to do or people like us who are still trying to get into the mainstream of working have to inculcate any other... hobbies or let's say side activities apart from their mainstream careers? Is there anything else which people would like to start or which you would like to recommend?
Okay. So Ishwar, our Indian education system is merely like theoretical stuff. Completely theory. Just bug up on the books. That's it.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that any student, if they want to develop in their overall perspective, you need to have a balance of both. One is academics and extracurricular activities.
True.
The compulsory. I don't like any students, like when I look into the resume of any particular student, I just don't look into their marks. No, I literally hate it. I also look what that student has done apart from their academics. That really molds their personality, to be honest, because what you're going to groom yourself now, initially from your first grade to 12th grade or from your entire degree, degree first year, second year, third year, fourth and fifth year, irrespective, whichever stream you are. If you want to overscale or upscale yourself, it is important that you do some kind of extracurricular activities back in with it.
That's how we learn to manage the pressure which is building upon
exactly.
Yeah.
To be honest, you will learn everything. For example, during my college days, yes, I'm still in the college and I'm part of many leadership programs. I was part of University Student Council. I was part of the campus director for United Nations Millennium Fellowship Program. I literally hate studying at only one level. I'm not telling you I don't like studying. I love studying, but I feel that there should always be a parallel balance between everything. only then your cognitive thinking ability will be much more better.
True,
and that's how you try to be outside the crowd. For example, if you're sitting for any kind of placements, tomorrow they're just not going to look into your marks. No. They're going to look how is that particular student capable enough of balancing many other things.
Yes,
because
yes.
Everyone, for example, if Ishwar has got 80%, even I've got 80%. Now, if you are a placement so-and-so company, if you're looking into a CV, if you have got same 80%, you will select in the second category based on who has more extracurricular activities.
Yep.
Now, because that leadership skills will tell you, okay, this guy has a very good, you know, analytical skills. This guy has a very good decision-making skills. This guy's experimented many new different things. So that's the reason I request all the students to make sure that in your college life, do something extra. It could be dancing, singing, music,
something which makes you stand apart from the normal.
Do something
CV.
Out of your comfort zone so that you will learn many things and you will upscale yourself on a day-to-day basis.
No, because that even builds up the confidence and you know, the passion for going ahead in life.
Yeah,
that it'll give you that fire. That there'll be a fire which is building in you.
Perfect. And in your long-term goal perspective, for example, tomorrow you want to start your own startup. Or for example, today Ishwar and Harsha have a beautiful podcast. Tomorrow if you want to upscale and start your own company or something regarding, for example, like Ranveer Alabade, what is he doing?
Yeah,
Harsha Mani, what they're doing. So now all that you're studying now in the college skills, you know, all that leadership is going to upscale you in the future day. So that's the reason I always tell, make sure that you write many research papers, do many internships as possible. You know, try networking with people. So you will learn, you'll groom yourself. This is what many successful people, many research books or many publications of different universities do it. So that's the reason now all this college culture system have changed. You know, if you observe this NIRF, that means the top ranking university, for example, why Symbiosis is one of the best? Why Christ is coming one of the best categories? Or why this Ivy colleges are be the best? Because they, in their entire course curriculum, you know, they have designed in such a way, along with their academics, they also have this extracurricular tuning along with it. They have a lot amount of this field studies. So along with your study pace, make sure that you upscale in all this particular level so you increase your minding capabilities.
I think point which I like to bring in here is that with personal experience, I got trained in Carnatic music at a young age.
Okay.
And there's research which shows that while learning music or while you're practicing music, I don't know the technicality of science behind it, but some neurons in your brain try to get activated a bit more.
Yeah.
So that increases your creativity.
It's not only music.
Yeah, any other...
The sports or anything which you do, it should be at least for 18 minutes a day.
Hmm.
If you do that, there are many neurons getting generated in your brain.
True,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that gets activated. The neurons are there. So they're not activated.
Yeah.
So the difference between you and the guy who does nothing is that his neurons are dead. I mean, his neurons are just...
Yours is
activated.
But I think I feel that personally too. Whenever I do my music sessions, I feel, you know, activated inside the mind, but I quite do not know how to explain it. So maybe when I start to write a research paper, I get more productivity after I finish my music session. So I think that is one of the points which we can add on to what you just said. So I think extracurriculars are a key, play a key important role in our everyday lives too.
It's a must. They don't play, they actually
are a
part
of our
life. Design your life, man.
Design a life.
True,
yeah.
True.
But it was before, you know, where the parents used to tell, no, you're not supposed to do that, only study is the thing. I think that was the rural perspective which was there.
But
now it has changed. Now the entire society has changed, to be honest.
It's still It's still there.
But we have been progressed a lot from it.
I think we are the generation which have to act as a barrier between our previous generation and the next generation. I think that's a
See, even if
away.
you think a little, if we both want to build a startup, I think we don't need lots of brains to put into it. Like before we started the podcast, I think we needed that. So if we start that extracurricular things, so it's going to be easy in the upcoming life.
And
you can handle more pressure. You'll know how to deal with things in the coming in.
And
like
experiment yourself a lot in your college. Everything. Any program, just keep on experimenting. You will learn what is your real niche or real passion in your life. You know, for example, your long-term perspective also, get a lot amount of clarity. So experiment. Go indulge in every kind of volunteering work or competitions, programs. Just go participate. Even though you don't win,
we should enroll there.
Go participate and see on how you can learn from every perspective. That's the reason when I was in my 11th and 12th, I was part of NCC, I was part of CSA, I was part of everything. I tried for every 1 year because I want to learn the skills and I keep on going up. And it has worked out for me, and I'm sure that students
even if you didn't like to go there, you would learn even tiny bits and bits of it.
Perfect. Yeah. That's true.
So Pawan, tell us how you got into the spectrum of being an interview consultant, and also how you got into mainstream content making, both on YouTube, and I think you have two channels to be very precise, one for law students and one for
general student community.
Tell us how you got into this.
So it was around like when I was in my 12th grade. I have a problem, you know, it's like if I want to learn something, I have to teach to another person or else it'll not go deep inside.
that's a good problem to have.
So yeah, I'm that kind of person. So if I want to learn something, I have to teach. So what happened during COVID time, there was no one to teach for me actually, when more my board exam was coming here. I'm that kind of person, if I teach someone, yes, it'll be stored in my brain for a very long period of time. So okay. Even now, we do this combined studies a lot. So in 2018, when our board exam was going on, I started uploading videos about English and all. So
your channel is almost 5 years old.
Yeah, it was there, then I halted for some time. So it started, initial budding was around 2018 time.
Okay.
So then I used to keep on uploading English videos. I didn't worry about the audience, I didn't care about it. I just keep on putting uploading up the content one by one. Then I stopped it here and there because of a few particular reasons, I stopped it. But what really kick-started me to become an interview consultant was about, I wanted to apply for Christ University. Yes, we had this two process called a CUET exam, Christ University entrance test, and we had an interview. Okay. So we have three rounds. Round one, if you do not get, you have round two, and then you have round three. So I applied for Christ and I did my entire 12th grade until then in the Christ itself.
Okay.
CPC. We have Christ PU College there. So it's an afternoon one to five classes. And I even studied in Christ school. I was very confident enough that, you know, I'll be getting in Christ University for sure. A damn cases. Okay. Whatever it is, I have very good academics or extracurricular certificates. I attempted for my CUET exam and my interview. Round one, I didn't get selected.
I was
so depressed and I felt so bad. Over expectation, that's a problem. So whenever you expect so much, you're not going to get it. So I felt so much depressed, a lot of pain. And I was like, okay, I learned from my mistake. Let me start preparing 10x better than my round one. So what I did for my round two, I read like mad. I used to wake up early, sleep very late. Read a lot. Did a lot of interview practice again. I narrowed my entire interview concept again and again and again. I reworked on it. And then guess what? Still I didn't get it. I was like super angry, okay? And then I have final round, that is round three. If I don't get it, done. No more cries, dreams, nothing.
Yeah.
Not because I like the college, because it was nearby to my house. That's one reason which I like the Christ a lot. Because I was staying 7 minutes from the college at that point of time, during that particular year. And obviously, I was more connected to the campus. Yeah, obviously, 12 years you were there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your heart and soul is still in that campus. So now means I would have been changed. Not anymore. Okay. So now, then what happened in my round three, I got super annoyed. I made my own techniques, my own strategies, which is not there nowhere in any particular interview.
Okay.
I narrowed down which are the mainstream questions they're going to ask. I started preparing for my entrance in one lane, but for the interview was my major focus. I read news. I understand what could be the national perspective news, international news. I started giving my own views. I did a lot of my mirror work. And finally, round three was happening. I was so nervous, but I calmed myself. I made my own schedule and then I gave my shot. I got into Christ. But that day I took a challenge. From today onwards, whoever is going to enter into this campus, you're going to watch my own videos and they are going to watch my own entire content. And from my scale, it's going to be a checklist for them to enter the campus. So from that day, I took a challenge and I've trained more than 1,000 plus students, you know, for coming into the Christ. So now, as of now, I'm training for IIT students. I am Symbiosis, Christ, Jane, topmost national-wide colleges as well as in abroad colleges, how they can crack for the interview. So
he has found a loophole for that entrance thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, the thing which you're doing is a step in the good perspective, especially for people who are trying to get in colleges.
Told a friend of ours got into college.
Yeah, our mutual friend.
So that was my kickstart. And from that day, after my third round, I reworked on myself a lot about how the interview structure could be. And narrowed down, I worked for 3 months overall. I started working for a few particular domains here and there. And then I understood how this entire interview domain structure is going to work. And from now, I have launched my own course. Two courses I've launched about interview preparation. One is for law students and one is for general interview preparation for any colleges you're preparing. It's in Tag Mango platform.
Okay.
So I have more than 200 students who is just already
subscribe
part of my
to it already. Yeah,
200. And I've also written a book about interview preparation.
Oh, shit.
So all that I've learned from my past 2 to 3 years, I've written a book about interview preparation. That is also done. So yeah, now I'm a process.
That's also
training.
Done. So I have to do more.
Yeah, I'm a person who I feel like I have to keep on doing something more, and I don't like settling in one particular domain.
As I said, that's a very good bad habit to have.
Yeah. He's like grinding himself, like totally.
Yeah. So I'm that kind of person. So I'm a little ziddy kind. But yeah, at one point, this is what I'm just doing now. But I'm literally enjoying now. Because in interview, Ishwar and Asha, you both can understand. For example, in podcast perspective, when you're asking me questions, you can understand my world.
Yeah.
How I am, what kind of person I am.
Sure, yeah.
So in interview, when I saw, it's completely different. When I'm asking you an interview question to Ishwar, or when I'm asking you to Harsha, so it's not like.
Yeah, what happened?
Is it stopping?
No.
I thought you suddenly looked over there. So when I'm asking, can I continue?
Yeah.
So when I'm asking you the interview questions, I'm more into your world. I get to know what entire Ishwar's life is. What kind of personality is Ishwar? Is it Ishwar a person who's very humble, ground to earth? Or second, does Ishwar have a very good personality trait too? Whether Harsha is a person who can understand the person. So this is not, we get to understand a person very quickly. Like after I did my 500 plus interviews, I get to know that person's personality very quickly.
Okay.
That person's merits, that person's demerits, quickly I'll be able to give them solution. And people have worked out over a period of time.
So you can read a person
just by talking to her.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't need to meet an astrologer. I tell my students always. So I'll be able to give them quickly what kind of insights
they
are. That
is the best hack to have. Let's say you're meeting a stranger who you're trying to make acquaintance with.
Exactly.
And you can read him, it's like you get to know. That's
get to know,
the
exactly.
best solution you have.
I get to know a person very quickly by talking to him within a few minutes of you. I can understand, okay, this is the area he doesn't like speaking. Okay, this is like this area. It has worked out a lot in my life also. And even
you can be in good terms with that person.
Exactly. Yeah. I can understand what that person really like. And on that particular grounds, I can get out the information from
him. I need this a lot.
So Pawan, now that we've come to the conclusion of our episode, what are the key habits which people like us have to inculcate in our lives so that it's going to help, it's going to reap the rewards for us in the future itself?
Okay. So out of all the habits which I just mentioned during the initial period of our podcast, one key important trait is about start practicing meditation. It is very important for every student to practice, because now we are more being connected towards all kind of gadgets. For example, we have been addicted to many platforms, like it could be YouTube, it could be Instagram. Our attention rate has basically been decreasing day by day. That's the reason if the students, if you're asking them any particular thing, they're not able to think beyond a box of time.
Yeah.
Their mind keeps on alerting in different viewpoints. For example, now when I'm speaking to you both, at least here and there, your thoughts might have been gone to some other place.
Mm-hmm.
It's gradual human tendency.
Yeah.
So when you do a lot of meditation, it's not like you'll become a yogi, because that's what all parents have thought, this wrong assumption. The more meditation you do, you will learn to control your thoughts. You will try to be a little more in the present moment, and you will acknowledge what all is happening at present. That's a very important thing. Plus, a lot of your thinking capabilities, your way of understanding the concepts, your way of being a little more alert enough, your way of not giving fuck about what other people are telling, all that will be controlled. So you'll be more about self-centered. That means you're spending time for yourself. So when you're doing that, you will see a lot amount of progression within yourself. I've experimented with it myself and for my students. It has worked out a lot for them. So some of my students, I'll give you one example. Okay, a few of my students initially, when they joined for this interview thing, when their initial interview was happening, they had a lot of fear. Some people used to cry and some people used to get a lot of fear. And I used to make sure that these people do meditation morning, evening and before the meditation start. And I made them to do it for almost like 21 period time. 21 days kind of. And after that, the pace of answering was like tuck tuck. It was so awesome. So once your mind
is calm enough, the results were there too.
Great enough. So I've experimented within my batch, and different universities across the worldwide, I've experimented with different batch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It has worked out for them too. So there's one suggestion which I can tell for them.
Ishwar.
We'll start
tomorrow.
No, I think this meditation concept is key for our generation, because our attention span has reduced by watching YouTube and Instagram shorts.
Yeah.
So it's reduced for the span of a goldfish.
Goldfish.
8 seconds. So I think. So what do you think? Are you going to start practicing from tomorrow?
That's why you call me. Yes, you got to practice. No way.
Instead of putting it that way, ask me. Are we going to start practicing?
Yeah, sure. We'll start another meditation course.
We'll put a new series there.
I think now that we've come to a conclusion, do you wanna tell anything to our audience? Any message?
Our audience.
Our audience.
Okay, even my audience is watching, so it's TRP time. I'm telling you guys, please do follow these guys. They are doing an amazing job. Because in college life, it's only very less students who try to do something apart from their comfort zone. For example, I'm doing YouTube. These guys are doing podcasts.
So
explore yourself. Please do watch their content more. Listen more of podcasts. Because of podcasts, three things you'll be learning. One, you will try to understand different perspectives from all the particular fields. For example, what is Ranveer Alabadia, Rajshamani.
Many people are doing it.
You will learn from all segments. Second thing, there are many voice learners, you know, audio learners.
Yeah.
And for them, the podcast is the best time on how they can grow. And the last thing is about you will see a lot of progression in your mind and your thinking capabilities.
True. Lovely message on our behalf also.
Yeah.
Interest of podcasts. So thank you so much, Pawan, and thank you, audience.
Thank you, Pawan.
Please follow us on Spotify.
And like and it, share it.
Yeah, give us good ratings. A couple of them have given bad ratings, so it's dropped out.
Yeah,
so now it's going to improve.
And hit us up on the Jux Podcast email.
Yes.
And follow us on Instagram too. And yeah, we can end the episode.
So this is Ishu and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.
Yo,
see you guys. Yeah.